The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The judgment, the Queen of the South will rise to the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. That judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. Last week, I had a planned vacation with my mom, and we went back east to see the New England states. And as you know, the East Coast is 3 hours ahead of us here in Los Angeles. So when the Dodger playoff games were happening, it was really late back east. So I turned my phone off because I wanted to go to sleep. But it's a good thing I did, because as you know, the Dodgers got murdered pretty much, right? 3 games and out. But when I woke up to read my text messages, it was kind of funny because when your favorite team starts to lose, people get desperate, don't they? And they kind of start to pray as if God doesn't have more important things to worry about than a baseball game, right? And some of the text messages I got were, "Father, please pray for the Dodgers right now. They need your help." Like I have anything to do with the players, right? But when we go through difficult times and when stuff doesn't go our way, we often think we need a sign from God that things are going to be okay, because we go through difficult times. And maybe in school sometimes you have a test coming up that's going to be hard. But maybe you have an event and it's stressing you out. So God is telling all of us this morning in this gospel that you don't need to seek a sign, because God is with us always. So those things that we stress out about, that we get so worked up about, they're going to come and go. But the only thing that will ever stay is the love of God. So let's not stress ourselves out so much, but rather let's trust Jesus that at the end of the day, everything's going to work out. So let's just bow our heads right now. And I want us to think of what is giving us stress or anxiety and worry. And let's ask Jesus to give us the peace that we need so that we could be at peace and trust that He is with us always.